story. And the temple, that's not the Pio and all those. Just one thing we can show here, which I guess we will show anyway, is, you know, these different characters from different countries and how you behave and think and talk. Well, mainly the way you behave and communicate and socially interact so differently depending on which country you're from, right? The Nordic types, the further up you come, the quieter they seem to become. And down there, the hot sunny countries, passionate, talkative, shouting. So we have a mix with these people, and in this way we kind of, how to say, implicitly imply and deal with the race issue. Because really these kids, some are rather ending up there in that big building or a couple of buildings together in a commune living. You got to learn to find unity in differences and, you know, all that which is there in the philosophy. But to see beyond those external, you know, the bodily shape and color, so to speak. So it's a really good opportunity to explain this. You know, you have this scene there with the guru who is jokingly imitating all the different nationalities and types of those. And we could make it story-wise in a form of conflict between those. You know, he's like that and she is like that. But then somehow or other those conflicts are solved by some little philosophical statement there from the Gita, whatever. And we both go, yeah, okay. And that kind of simple, down-to-earth and daily life philosophy is what you can find there among the Krishna devotees. They just try their best to live that philosophy, even if they understand it only through simple words. But they're serious and sincere, and that's what we're going to show here. And we mix that with the wackiness of the 70s and so on, and we can get fun.